Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Happy Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we'll be speaking against pride, reading from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5, and it reads, "Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished." The proud in heart are to'iba in Hebrew. It's an abomination, detestable, or abhorrent to God. I'm not sure you can paint a more clear picture of how God views the proud. It's safe to say he does not care for them. And this is why it's so important for us to make clear what sin is and the position sin puts you in before a holy and righteous God. The sin of pride is really the breaking of at least the first two commandments. You shall have no other gods before me, and you shall not make for yourself an idol. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 and 4. Though, as we have said many times, pride is the root of all sin, so it most likely leads to the breaking of all of God's commandments. But the person whose heart is given over to pride is making a god of themselves. They're making themselves an idol and worshiping themselves. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 2 speaks of the proud in heart when God speaks against the king of Tyre. God says, "Because your heart is proud," and then, "though you make your heart like the heart of a god." The prideful, they heap praise that is due to the true God on themselves, rather than trusting in God's wisdom. Rather than seeking God's desire or following God's instruction for their life, they look to themselves, neglecting God. They follow themselves because the proud in heart are making themselves idols, false gods. And God detests sinners, Matthew Henry notes. They're an abomination to him, and pride is the chief sin, which is why our verse today makes such perfect sense. Those of unrepentant pride will not be unpunished. It isn't pride that will be punished. It's the proud that will be punished. So we need to not misinform people that they're loved by God when in fact they are not. You know, it's right to be truthful and honest with people about their standing before God. And we're all probably guilty of throwing around the old adage, "God loves the sinner but hates the sin." But that is dishonest to say to people. Because your sin is you. And my sin is me. And God hates sin and punishes the unrepentant sinner. God is love, that's true. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. And Christ came to die for sinners, that's true. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But only repentant sin will go unpunished, and only repentant sinners will be forgiven. Those who live a life of unrepentant pride, unrepentant sin, you know, and if your pride, if pride is your identity, it's most likely not repentant, then you're an abomination to God, and you will be punished.
It's such an amazing thing to think on. If we are found in our sin, we are punished along with it. If we are found in Christ, we are rewarded in heaven. Jesus takes our sin upon himself, and it can either be punished on Christ or on you. Because Christ never sinned, death could not keep him, but he was raised up and is seated in heaven. Our sins are left in the grave where he took them. Hallelujah, what a savior. Pride is what keeps people from accepting this get out of jail free card, so to speak. It doesn't offer the flesh anything now, so it's rejected. Those who are short-sighted only live for the flesh. They don't want to die to the flesh, even though they know one day the flesh will die anyways. Eternal life, living in the presence of God forever, no more sickness or pain or sorrow. You can imagine when they finally have to bow down to Jesus on that day and know they deserve the punishment that is coming. Just thinking that we all deserve that punishment, but Jesus took it on our behalf. How can we not live for him out of gratitude all the rest of our lives and joyfully die to the flesh? As we know our debt has been paid, we don't have to hope or wonder if dying to the flesh is worth it. We are sure of our salvation that Christ has purchased for us.
And our anti-pride quote of the day comes from Pastor C.J. Mahaney.
Pride is when sinful human beings aspire to the status and position of God and refuse to acknowledge their dependence upon him.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.